guy we're interviewing today, a guy by the name of Grant Henry. We'll let him tell more about himself when he calls in. Reason he's calling in and not in the station, folks, is because he's kind of in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, you know, there's a bit of this distance gap that, in the short-term notice, I think I emailed him, like, Wednesday of last week. He couldn't exactly get himself out here. But, yeah, about Grant Henry, what he does...
Now, who is this guy?
There is a... For those of you that actually read game magazines, in Nintendo Power's December issue, in the community section, there was this small little article about him, and what he did was this thing called Metroid Metal. And I know that's very like me to bring out someone about video game music, but what he did, basically, is take the music from the Metroid games and really revamped them. And if you've ever heard them, I'm going to have him explain why he chose these pieces of music. We've actually got everything he's done so far on a CD in one of these CD players that we'll be playing throughout the interview. And it's all really good stuff, but what he did was he took these really dissonant pieces and added a metal twist to them. You know, really spiced them up and gave them good justice, I think.
So, what do you mean by added metal to it? You mean he kind of incorporated the metal genre into...
Yeah. Basically, he took these songs and threw them into the metal genre and gave them a whole new look that really, if you go and you listen, you can really appreciate it. Even if you don't appreciate game music, I mean, this is really something you can appreciate. I mean, it's not something that's been done before a whole lot.
Cool. And we're going to do that right here on WXOU at 8.3 FM. Stay tuned.
All right, everybody, you're listening to 88.3 FM WXOU Auburn Hills Radio. This is the Liveline Radio Network. We're here with Grant Henry out of Charlotte, North Carolina, creator of MetroidMetal.com and a lovely array of good songs. So he's on the show with us here.
Grant, you can tell us about yourself. That's your job. We'll let you do that. Tell us who you are, where you're from, what got you into it, all that good stuff.
My name is Grant, and I hail from the magical North Carolina. And I just want to say that I did, you know, offer myself to come in the studio, and Dan just totally turned me down. He wanted to keep me at arm's length because he didn't want me to take over the show. I understand that. That's fine. Just want to clarify that.
Dan is like that. You know, that's just Dan's nature.
Oh, yeah. That's so me.
And I've been playing music for years. I'm 26, and I've been through many, many bands and done lots of solo material on top of all the stuff that I've, all the collaborations I've done with other musicians, and been doing recording for years as well, and that's pretty much my history, just a longtime musician, computer geek, video game geek, and that's pretty much it. That's my history.
Just curious here, in the history of your video game geek, because I am one myself. What types of games brought you into? It got you addicted, really, really heavily addicted.
Well, I'm old enough to give my shout outs to the 2600 era, and I'd say the first game that I was really, really way into back in the day was Yar's Revenge for the Atari 2600. That really got me going, and then of course I discovered Nintendo and Walmart when I was, I don't know how old I was when Nintendo came out, that was a while back. So, you know, Mario, Ghosts and Goblins, Contra, all that stuff, that's where I, you know.
No, I am a hardcore fan of Contra, so that's a brilliant connection, I like that.
I hear you.
It's cool.
Well, it's classic, man. It's good stuff. I remember playing that for hours on end, of course all the staples, all the Mario, the Zelda, Metroid and all that stuff.
Yes, I remember one in particular, when I was playing Contra, I'd always, you know, nudge my brother whenever I got the three shot where you could shoot three things, you know, you had the three.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I always nudge him like, hey, I got the three shot, buddy.
Yeah, give me that gun. Give me that gun. Not exactly balanced. Everyone fought for that gun.
Yes.
I always fought for the laser, personally. That was my expertise.
Yeah, Dan's a straight shooter. He hits his...
Well, that and the flame gun, which spiraled everywhere. I love that.
Yeah, like, it's too bad there wasn't friendly fire on that game. You know, if there was, you wouldn't get anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd never pass the first level.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, so What we got the first track queued up here for to listen to, and Dan, do you know what is on this CD, or do you just throw everything on here?
Oh no, everything's on there pretty much in order. Like for the first stuff we'll hear is mostly all the original Metroid music, and it pretty much goes in order. The first will be the intro, and then the theme, and then Brinstar, item okay. room, item collect. And then I think it goes to Norfair and all this other good stuff.
Okay, so do you want to give us a little bit of intro, Grant, about just what we're going to be hearing?
All right. Well, I guess the main story behind this whole project is I played Metroid for the first time in years. Later on, unlocked the original Metroid on the Metroid game that was on the GameCube and played it. And just, it's been a long, long time since I've listened to all that music, and since I became a musician, I was able to sort of listen to it in a different way, and I realized how good it was. I remembered the feelings it gave me when I was a kid, and I was like, you know, these are some really good melodies. You know, just to be using the 8-bit voices from the game, this is good stuff. I was like, I should try to do something with this. And I was really familiar with the mini bosses and all the guys who were doing all the rock bands that were currently doing game remixes, but no one was really trying to put their own twist into it. They were just playing them, I guess, verbatim, you know? Mm-hmm. So I sort of took it and tried to add some of my own songwriting elements into it, and then came up with a couple tracks, and people really dug it. So over time, I've done the entire soundtrack for this first game.
Well, that's pretty amazing. Do you share your stuff online, or?
Yep, we have, I have a website, metroidmetal.com, and all the tracks are up. They're all pretty well encoded MP3s, just offering it free for everyone. You know, like if anyone digs the stuff, I'm not going to keep them from it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, bandwidth has been an issue over the years. So I do take donations, and I'm sending remastered CDs out to people who help out with the site. But the songs are free. They're all up for download. No hitches or anything. You can get the whole soundtrack and some other tunes I've done since then.
That's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. We appreciate that too, because I am a supporter of the free for all type industry. But yeah, I know those bandwidth issues really kind of hit you hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go ahead and we're gonna play this track here for you all on WXOU 88.3 FM.
Alright, everybody, that was one of the pieces, you know, that Grant's done here. So we're going to bring him back on. We got a couple more questions for him, and as you all know, you can always call into the... Actually, you could probably call the office at 370... What is it, 2000?
I think it's
42. My mic on. It's 4273.
4273? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can always call us then. We'll maybe hear it if we do. Oh, well. We'll one of us will run out and grab and pick up the phone and go, okay, who are you? What's your question? And, you know, so good stuff like that and all that other junk.
Yes.
And then also for those of you who are listening and are online and have AOL Instant Messenger, you can always talk to us at WXOUDJ I am us questions. And we'll most likely take those. So we've got Grant Henry here, Metroid Metal. Just listen to something there. So, Grant, you there?
I'm here.
All right, cool. I got a question for you. You know, okay. You touched on you like the 8-bit voices, as you said, of the Metroid era. But why specifically the Metroid music? You know, what really drew you to it besides these childhood experiences?
Well, I'd say that the sort of the atmosphere that the Metroid games give off, they're really sort of it has a really sort of sci-fi atmosphere, and the music. While very sort of ethereal and atmospheric, it has a very sort of spacey, slightly dissonant, but ultimately catchy set of melodies. And I just found that that track you just heard is actually the music from, it's pulled from the music from the title screen in the game. And it just starts with just a really droning sort of tribal bass note with a drum, and then all of a sudden sort of explodes into this really, really pretty set of melodies. And the entire game does that. So it's like it always has this sort of foreboding atmosphere about it, but always ends up resolving, you know. And I just thought it was really conducive for this genre of music that I've decided to sort of attach it to. Like, it's funny, a lot of people comment on stuff like do Zelda, you know, do Mario, and it's funny, I've never really felt that the music in those games had the sort of melodic punch that would fit with this style. Like, this has a really sort of powerful and almost minor sound to it, and Zelda is just so uplifting and happy. I just don't think it would fit. I think it would come off kind of cheesy.
Well, The thing about Zelda and Mario is that they're catchy. That's all they are. That's what they've got going for them.
Right.
Is they were brilliantly written to be catchy, but they have no meat. It's like, you know, I mean, like, you look at them, and it's like, okay, well, that's nice. Now, what's next? You know,
right,
it's like
right.
You're constantly being led into a false sense that something greater will come, and it never does.
Right.
That's interesting that you had said, you had mentioned how it always resolves, because that I think one of the most powerful things that I have not seen in a while, and just in music in general, is people have they'll have a minor song written in a minor
key,
and they'll never resolve to a major one, or they'll never relieve that minor pressure, if you will. And I think that's interesting that you had brought that up, because that really does have an impact on people's tastes.
Right, it does. It's funny because a lot of all pop music, all it is resolve. All it is one hook after another, you know. It's bubblegum. That's what it's supposed to be.
Well, yeah, there's the three major pop chords, and one leads right next to the other, and there's this big triangle, and that's all they use.
You know, I think that statement right there is incredibly powerful, what he just said. That's really powerful, that all pop music is basically, you know, resolve. I like that. I really like that. You know,
you should be
quoted as saying that, because
okay.
That's really a great statement. You know, that's something that I've kind of been waiting for someone to say for a long time. So that's I appreciate that.
And you're just too wimpy to come out and say it yourself.
I missed that line. I can't believe I missed the one that made him laugh.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I it's funny. There's a lot of music that's all dissonance. That's what it's based on. You ever want to go listen to something that never, ever, ever resolves, and that's the idea behind it. There's a band called Daughters you should go find. It's definitely not the most pleasant thing to listen to, but it's pretty novel, just because the whole idea behind their music is it never lets go melodically. And it's not that it's just really loud and it's really screamy, it just never lets go. It never, ever, ever releases. And it's almost impossible for me to listen to, because it never lets loose. And then, of course, on the other side of the spectrum, you've got most pop music, which is all, it's just hook after hook, you know, it's ear candy. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I guess what I want to ask now is, why metal? You know, I mean, what, you know, so you got this Metroid, and you've got this dissonance, and it resolves itself, and it sounds all great, and, you know, you've got these childhood links and memories, but why metal?
Why metal? Why not?
Well, you know, I mean...
I'm throwing all of the horns up right now, but you can't see me. If I was in the studio, you'd see me. But yeah, I don't know. I've always really liked metal music. It's really, really energized, and some of the most technical and impressive and energetic music has the worst vocals you've ever heard. And most people, especially people who are lyric oriented, they just can't listen to heavy metal music. They can't listen to the loud stuff because they can't. I can't understand what they're saying. You know, that's all I say.
But when you've got
guitar, goes on behind it, being a fan of really progressive music and playing guitar, I grew up with the shredders like, you know, Steve Vai and Van Halen, and yeah, I listen to Winger. I'll admit it. So a lot of that has to do with my roots as well. I was way big into the hair metal and stuff too. So I've always been into the really energized sort of guitar driven music, and that's what metal's all about.
So what do you say to people like myself who do sometimes, you know, argue, you know, I can't even hear what they're saying. You know, what do you tell, what do you come back to those people and say if you want to, you know, help them appreciate that music?
Well, I think people listen to music for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And people who listen to music primarily for lyrics won't ever take a big liking to most metal music because it's true. You can't argue that you can understand what they're saying because you can't. It's not, for me, it's not a big, lyrics aren't as big a deal for me as what all of the music and all of the band is doing at once does for me. Mm-hmm. Like, if I can listen to an album that has some pretty bad lyrics, if the music is good enough to sort of take over that, you know, a lot of the times I'm listening to what the words are, how they fit with the music as opposed to what the words actually are, because I think that everything's is equally important. But then again, that's from a musician's perspective. I think that someone who isn't a musician, who may latch onto the vocals first, it'll be hard for them to get into stuff like that. So, you know, what I would say is just like, it's not necessarily about what the words are saying, it's how everything sounds together.
And, you know, on that note, I'd like to bring up a previous interview we did with director Christopher Keane, where we actually talked about Rammstein.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a great metal band, but who in America that really understands what it is they're saying? No one cares.
Right.
Because if you did know, you wouldn't listen to them. Because
right.
It's just, why would you sing about that? So, you know, it's really here in America anyway, you know, where we don't really speak a whole lot of German all the time. It's really music driven. It's what are those guitars? What about the drums, the synthesizer? And, you know, the setting people on fire in music videos, the all the good stuff like that. That's what we like when we listen to that. We don't care about the lyrics.
Right.
Sure, you can understand till now and then, but you didn't even know what he's saying, so it doesn't even matter.
Right, and that's a lot of, it's funny, you just mentioned a lot of it's in America. It's very true. I think a lot of, you know, Western music's big all over the world, you know. You'll never see more sold-out shows for Dream Theater than in Japan, you know.
Yeah.
Which is just funny. And, you know, it's true that most, you know, higher percentage of bilingual people in other countries, and most of their second languages would be English, but still, it's like a lot of times they don't understand what the lyrics are, and it doesn't matter because it's what the music does to them. So I guess I'm a big fan of music, not vocals, not lyrics, which is, I guess, a lot of the reason the biggest, you know, the project I've been doing for the past 2 years, it's been wordless, you know, it's all music, so...
All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here for a PSA, and we'll have you right back here. You're listening to 88.3 FM, WXOU, Auburn Hills Radio. This is Liveline.
Say you're driving your car. Lock your doors, roll up your windows.
All right, everybody, we're back here at WXOU 88.3 FM. This is Auburn Hills Radio. Listen to a live line with me and Nick here. We got our special guest, Grant Henry of MetroidMetal.com. Very, very talented. We've been listening to him as of late. A one-man wonder, if you will. A little bit of flattery there. Never hurt anybody. We've actually got his website up here in the station as it is, MetroidMetal.com. Just browsing around the forums and all that. So we've got Grant here with us, continuing our interview here. You there, Grant?
I'm here.
All right, sounds good. So where were we before we picked up with those two lovely little pieces?
I think we were just fussing about music in general.
Right. So we discussed why metal. We discussed why Metroid. So I guess the question now is, what's next?
Say it again?
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
Well, I'll tell you, as long as people keep digging these tunes, and a lot of people are just discovering it for the first time, you're going to keep hearing Metroid Metal till I run out of stuff.
Until Nintendo decides to stop making
Metroid games, period.
You know,
or
I
stops putting decent music in their games, whichever comes first, right?
You know, Grant, I also want to let you know, I don't know where that echo is coming from, but it's really annoying, and I don't know, whatever. You have quite an entourage of listeners right now online. I just want to let you know that. And, yeah, it's quite a number. It's quite a number compared to our regular audience. So you've got quite a group of people there.
It's funny how there's a huge, most people aren't aware of it, there's a huge remix, video game music remix community online. it spans many, way past the whole metal thing. There are sites, databases devoted to hosting artists' music who don't have sites of their own, but who remix on a regular basis. I think it has to do with the fact that a lot of these kids playing all these games, you know, they all grew up. They all became, a lot of them became musicians. A lot of them could sort of throw out homages to their favorite games of old, you know? Because Pong didn't have music, so the Nintendo generation is totally... You wouldn't believe how many remixes of Metroid there are other than mine. And, of course, it goes into other games as well, and a lot of the more obscure ones, too.
Yeah, you know, and during the break, Dana, where do you think that echo is coming from? That's really ticking me off.
I don't know. Maybe
that's kind of weird.
Maybe it's
the fact that he is over there and we are screaming all the way over to where he is. I have no idea. I don't know what's going on, but it's anyways. What I was gonna say was during the break, we were listening to the cut, and you know, as I probably have said many times before to Dan, you know, I'm not really a great fan of metal. It's not really my cup of tea.
You're more of the classical person.
Right, I'm more of the classical person, classic rock, you know, what have yous. And I have to tell you, I'm really digging this stuff. I really am, you know, and that's saying something. Really, it is. I have to tell you, you know, I have been known at this radio station as a guy who could not get out of the 50s, and I kid you not. I mean, I remember days where I would be playing particular cuts, and I would have people coming here and saying, "Why are you playing that?" They were literally in my face, "Why are you playing this?" And I'm like, "You know what? Deal with it, because I'm playing." And, you know, I'm really digging this stuff, you know, and you're gonna get some playing over here. You're gonna get some listeners, I can tell you that.
Except next week when we're doing our Beatles tribute and we'll be stuck in the 60s.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about, you know? You know, I may even stick them in just as a treat, you know. I don't know, but yeah.
Or we've still got like 45 minutes of Grant stuff left that we'll play through the rest of the show.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and maybe we should stop talking and start playing some of this stuff. You know,
or maybe we could keep going with the interview.
Were you saying there was a technical issue with my here with me on the with me coming through? Is that what you were saying?
Oh no. What I'm saying is there's a technical issue with this. We have an echo, and we have no idea where it's coming from. But what we were saying was that maybe it's the fact that you are so far away that we have to literally scream and it's echoing
Right.
You know? I have no idea.
It's going into both microphones.
Phone, I'm just talking really loud.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, let's play some more music here. And Dan, what cut are we playing next? Do you have any idea, or do you have to check for us, or yeah, whistling doesn't sound good over the air. Just so you know.
Yeah, so let's see. What's the next track that we're going to be doing? Track
Dan,
6?
Dan, you want to whistle on my next song?
Well, let's see. What's next? What track?
Number 5.
So that's what? Item Collect?
Number 5.
That's Item Collect. And that'll be followed by Norfair and Kraid. I love Kraid's theme.
Okay, let's check it out right here on WXOU, 88.3 FM, Auburn Hills.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Liveline Radio Network, 88.3 FM, WXOU, Auburn Hills Radio. Just to recap about the last hour, we're here with Grant Henry out of Charlotte, North Carolina, a man who did MetroidMetal.com and all the songs therein. We've been listening to most of it from here on out, most of the original Metroid songs. You know, we've been talking to him, why Metroid, why Metal, all this other good stuff, memories from the past, all this other really, really good stuff. And why does it sound like someone's banging on the window? That's odd.
Because someone is banging on the window. I don't know why. Maybe it's our eager fans wanting to get into the studio.
Maybe it's screaming fangirls just lining up the windows, banging against
don't
it, going.
Like video games, you guys know that.
Yes, they do. Just not as much as us.
They say they exist. I don't know. My girl can beat the hell out of me at Tetris. Mario 1.
You know, that is really hilarious because...
She can't handle a 3D environment, but she can play some Nintendo all day long.
Wow.
Yeah,
That's pretty impressive.
My dad can take me on in, like, some Nintendo games, and that's kind of funny, but...
It's almost
scary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He can take me on in, like, Tetris 2, but that's the only one, because Tetris 2 wasn't really Tetris. It was kind of like this convoluted thing like Tetris. But, you know, that's different. And, like, Dr. Mario, he absolutely destroys me in...
Let's get back into the game here and continue with some more questions. I know you've got questions up the wazoo, Dan, so...
Well, I was figuring you'd have a lot more than this, Nick.
Well, you know...
Because you were coming into this blind.
Here's my question. Here's my question to you, Grant. As a video game, you know, addict and you know, listening to the music and stuff, do you ever feel that there should be a rack, just a rack in the video game store devoted to nothing but soundtracks?
Nothing but what?
Nothing but soundtracks. Just video game soundtracks. Just nothing but video game soundtracks.
Hmm. Well, I know they put them out. Stores just don't carry them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that soundtracks are much, much bigger in Japan.
Right. Because I have seen websites upon websites with, you know, you can download and stuff, but I have never seen video game stores, and I've seen thousands of websites where they just have, I mean, there's one humongous one that I know that Dan's into, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's not important, but there's just remix after remix, I'm just talking about the soundtracks. I mean, some of the soundtracks that are coming out now are good to just listen to just how they are, you know, mm-hmm. not being remixed.
A lot of the more recent, the games on the recent generation of consoles are not as, it's like they're not as friendly for remixing because they're already so full.
Exactly.
And complete, because, I mean, games can have full orchestral soundtracks. You couldn't have that back in the 80s.
Yeah, and you know, one of my favorite soundtracks, and I have to take the time to say this because I really like it, is Medal of Honor. I absolutely love the soundtrack to that game. That is one of my favorite games and one of my favorite soundtracks. I like the kind of the passion in the orchestral pieces that they have in that particular game. So that's really neat to see.
I don't know if it's ever going to catch on in the U.S. or not. It seems that people are least interested in the audio in games. These days, they're more interested in graphics.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that one too. A lot of people when they, because I repair computers and construct them and then all that wonderful type of stuff, and a lot of times people will tell me, hey, you know what can I get to like graphics card that's gonna make my games look really, really, really good? And I kind of tell them, you know, I can get you a good one, but you know, you probably want to focus on some other things too, not just, you know, the graphic. But every time, without fail, you know, they just want something that can give them the absolute best graphics. And I don't know why you just hit the microphone, Dan. Because
I did not hit the microphone. I didn't even touch it.
What was that?
I don't know. Maybe it was you. Maybe it was that metal plate in your head reacting to something.
Guys, you go sit in one corner.
What's that?
One of you go sit in one corner, one of you go sit in the other corner.
Yeah,
Now I'll take over the show.
Okay, you fly out here, Grant, and we'll just hand it over to you.
Yeah.
But you've got to come out here first. Otherwise, no, we won't. We're not going to hand over the show that easily.
It's cold up there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it is freezing.
It's cold down here.
Yeah,
it's
well,
be
you
cold
know.
Up there.
Yeah, well, yeah, well, you know what? We're closer to the 45th, so you know what? It's colder here. Period. We're in Michigan. Michigan is always colder.
I know.
It's been going around, for those who've been paying any attention, that Nintendo recently bought all the movie rights to all of its games, mainly because they don't want another Super Mario Brothers, you know, with Dennis Hopper and Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins again. They don't want another horrid, horrid, wretched movie like that to be made ever again. Although I'm sure Dennis Hopper doesn't care, because he was Bowser. I mean, how many people can say that? I was Bowser! Only Dennis Hopper. But, you know, there's been the rumors of the Metroid movie and the Zelda movie, and what are your feelings about a Metroid movie?
I think it could be fun, but there's absolutely no way that it could actually be true to the game. I'll tell you why. It's because the main character, Samus is like a bounty hunter, you know, always alone. How are you going to have a movie with someone who's all alone the entire time? I thought about this, and I'm thinking, you know, if you could actually create a movie with as little dialogue as possible, you know, maybe tell parts of it with monologue, it might be possible to actually do it and stay true to the game. Otherwise, they would just turn it into some sort of convoluted sci-fi action flick, you know?
Well, the way you could do it, like, if they followed the Metroid Fusion, which incorporated the computer, which talked to her and gave her information and all that stuff, I think you could probably do it that way.
You definitely could do it that way.
But that would be the only way, and the Metroid Fusion storyline wasn't even that great anyway. So, you know, I guess the real problem, too, would be a storyline.
Right.
What do you do? Recap every game, or do you just do one game? And, you know, how do you decide which one?
It certainly wouldn't be a very deep one.
Yeah.
For a movie.
No, it really wouldn't be that deep and emotional of a movie. Then again, neither was Stealth, so, you know, I guess anything goes.
I really don't. I think it should come out. I don't really care if it comes out or not. I think it'd be nice if it did, just because it might give the game some more attention.
I mean, come on.
I've given up on the whole game movie thing. I mean, there hasn't been a very good one. I loved Resident Evil just because I'm a horror freak, and it wasn't anywhere close to the game. I just saw Doom. It was fun to laugh at and watch The Rock drop the F-bomb a couple times, you know?
And get killed, ultimately.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, like, it was fun, but it's not like I'm waiting for some movie. I'm not, you know. And, of course, they're making a Halo movie now. I don't know if you know. Peter Jackson's producing.
Yeah, I'm not too enthralled about that one, personally.
You know what? I would be opposed to something like that, just for the fact that they have Red versus Blue. And Red versus Blue is probably 100 times better than anything that they could create, because it's actually created inside the game. And actually, you know, they sit on... Two people sit on either side of the computer, or however many, and they network it, and then they actually film it that way. I think it's pretty amazing. I mean...
Well, I don't know if you know this, Nick, but when they delivered the script, they actually, the messenger wore Spartan armor, and he was dressed as Master Chief. He actually had this big pull. I think it was like 300-pound armor that he walked around in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they're kind of serious about this.
Well, because that actually was Master Chief.
Yeah.
And he has his hands in it.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's kind of scary. It really is. And if Marty McDonald doesn't do the music for the movie, then no one's going to go see it anyway. Because that's the music that we love. And personally... I mean, I have come out and said this many times, I loathe Microsoft to an extreme, but I'll never buy a Mac. I'll only ever own a PC. But I'll never buy a Mac for my whole life, because I can't use them. I'm Mac stupid. So I have to use Microsoft products. But that's the only reason. I'll use them on my PC. But I hate the Xbox. I hate Microsoft. I really do. I'm going to come out and say it.
That's why I get along so well with Daniel. I never could figure it out. I really never could. Now I know why.
A common hatred for Bill Gates, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
So I own a GameCube, personally. Cause I'm sorry, Nick, but I have to get on with my point.
Yeah, GameCubes are not the greatest.
So, you know, I'm big Nintendo person, and that's always fun at work, because I work in a Game Rush Blockbuster, and it's like, everyone there either is hardcore Xbox or hardcore PS2, so little old me has to represent.
I don't know how I was a big GameCube advocate, and then of course it's just sort of dropped off the planet. So
I remember
trying
where
to push it
going.
In the last year. You know,
I remember where I was going this. So Nick was all, everybody's all about graphics, and you know, so I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the Xbox 360, going, what are they pushing? Graphics, graphics, graphics. Wow, that's a computer thing to do. Graphics, graphics, graphics. And I mean, I look and like. There's a guy on the Metroid Metal forums who's got in his signature, you know, revolution, the only solution. You know, so going, you know, it's not all about, you know, graphics. It's about the game experience.
Whatever, okay, let's just let Grant
speak.
Mm-hmm. We're handing the show over to you, Grant.
See, we told you we'd hand the show over.
We told
you
we would, you know.
I mean, gladly, here you go, Mondays, 2 hours every Monday. Go, your show.
I'm dancing, but you can't see me.
Oh, that's too bad. We'd love to see you frolic about the studio.
I prefer to gallivant, but, you know.
Gallivant.
That's what we do in North Carolina.
Yes, that's true. You gallivant.
Mm-hmm.
Whee!
Interesting. So what is track 8 on the CD?
What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's Ridley.
Right.
What?
He was commenting on what track was next on the...
Which one is it?
Ridley.
I think it's Ridley, but Ridley will work.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've always said it Ridley, and so has everyone in Michigan that I know has called it Ridley.
I'm going to set this track up like they do on Leno. Can I do that?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the TV is like rising behind the couch right now.
Okay.
This is a track called Ridley, and it's the hardcore punk track. I'll go ahead and point out, I'm trying to change each track up a little bit every time I do one. Add something that I haven't quite done yet. There's the item room is a little more industrial. This one's a little more straightforward headbang, if that makes sense.
And let's listen to it.
And the TV, drops back behind the couch.
Do you want me to start it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go for it. You're listening to the Live Line Radio Network on WXOU 80.4 FM. And we are back on the air. What in the world? Are you there, Dan?
I am.
Okay,
here.
Cool.
Maybe physically, but I'm not sure mentally.
I'm going to cut you off for 2 seconds here, because we have to play this, so we'll be right back here.
If you're between the ages of 12 and 18, you're invited to play our Name That Theme Song Challenge. Just listen to the following songs and try to identify the popular TV shows they come from. Number 1. Number 2.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
3.
Baseball, it's the bigger love.
4.
Give it up.
You got to give it up on the brother.
And 5.
Sweet Valley, Sweet Valley.
Now, if you can name 2, you know your TV. If you can name 3, you're a certified TV master. If you can name 4 or more, you probably need to get off the couch and get outside.
Run, walk, jump, pedal, paddle, blade, board, kick, dribble, spike, get up, get out.
A public service message brought to you by the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports and the Ad Council.
And that was I can't even describe
that. That's painful,
because
I could name all of those. That's painful.
What do you think about that commercial, Grant?
I thought it was ear candy.
Definitely. Like pop music.
I'll tell you, I don't think I can name anything on there, but maybe that's because I just don't watch TV like I used to.
The only one I could name was the Addams Family.
Really?
Yes. Anyways, let's get off of that subject, because that was really weird. I don't even know. I can't even believe I know I try to play a variety of things on the show, because I like to keep it interesting, and that was just a little too much variety, you know? It was a little too...
For a Monday morning at 10:30.
For a Monday, exactly.
I was wondering how the Metroid Metal stuff would go over with your listeners, since this seems to be sort of a kick in the balls compared to what you may or may not play.
no,
we play absolutely everything.
That's good.
I know for a fact that we will have Grant here on the show for another time. I'm positive that I can feel that one coming on for sure.
Gee, so, Grant, I think that's a hint.
Yeah, I think it is.
I couldn't even hear half of what was said, so it's all good.
Oh, okay. He just had a premonition that you're probably going to be back on the show sometime.
Sweet.
Yeah, which means you have to send us free T-shirts. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Word. Only if I can get a free T-shirt.
You'll get a free T-shirt. We have plenty of.
I was interviewed on this radio station, and all I got was
this lousy T-shirt.
Baby girl tee.
Nah, you know what? We'll send you a T-shirt, and we'll make ourselves feel really important. We'll sign it.
Yeah, we do it right royally here at WXOU, and we do it right here. So. No
worries. Yeah, for everyone who's interested, I do have a small selection of merch to support this this project available.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one item.
Yeah, your T-shirts and free sticker that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Yay.
Okay, so what do you say, Grant? You have any comments to aspiring remixers out there?
Aspiring remixers?
Expiring remixers.
No.
Okay. I appreciate that honest answer, because most people would sit there and create something
like me. I'd think up some big load of BS.
Some
exactly.
Well,
that's what I do.
Which covers remixers, you know, online, man, the internet. You know, you don't even need a record label anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just pump your stuff out, you know.
Yeah, you know, I have to say that the internet has really... It has incredibly changed the face of the music industry. It's not what it was. I don't think it ever will be the same. It never will be the same. I can't ever see that happening. The way that things are distributed, you know, and I'm not even talking about file sharing right now. I'm just talking about, you know, the idea of just having your MP3s up on a website, your musical artistry, if you want to call it that. Is quite impressive. It's quite impressive, to say the least. You know, it costs bandwidth and all that wonderful stuff. But when it really comes down to it, it's pretty amazing. It really is pretty amazing to think about it. So,
and it's always worth it.
I do want to play some more of this music. So we are in track number...
We're probably on track, what, 10?
Yeah, we're in track number 10.
Okay, well, the ones we heard before, the first one we heard was the Ridley, and then we just kept going into the Torian and Mother Brain...
Is this the Escape?
Yeah, the Escape is next, and then we'll follow that. Probably close the show with the ending. That might not be a bad idea.
I want to set this one up too.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, this is what happens in the game after you beat the final boss, and when you think it's all over, you sort of get this timer, and you're supposed to escape the facility in a certain amount of time before it explodes. That's the idea. This is the music that plays during that moment, and the assumption is that Samus didn't make it out. So I'll just leave you with that. So when you hear the end of the song, you can see what I mean.
And it's all right here, exclusively on WXOU 88.3 FM.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Liveline Radio Network on 88.3 FM, WXOU. We're here with Grant Henry, wrapping up in the last 20 minutes of the show here. Been going over everything he's been doing, Metroid Metal, all these good songs. That was The Escape. Wow, what a gory sounding ending. Those screams, blood curdling. Oh, but that's all good stuff. How did you do those anyway, Grant?
All the stuff you mean?
Well, no, the screams. At the end. Oh. Those are so blood curdling.
That's actually my friend, Olivia, who worked in theater a lot in college. She may or may not be listening. I don't think she's at a job that permits her connection to the net in this way. But if she's listening, hey, Olivia, nice scream. Just sat
yes.
her in my room and handed her a mic, and, you know, I figured she'd come up with something pretty good because she's been doing theater for a while, and she's such a very small girl. And I said, okay, you know, I'm recording. I said, you know, you get a little mic check. And then I said, okay, scream. She let out this scream that I swear cracked every glass. In the neighborhood, okay? Redlined my A-track, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she fried part of my circuitry.
Wow.
Of course, I had to get her to do it again after I pulled the levels way down. So she did two more, and those were the screams that landed in the song.
Well, you can be sure that she screamed the Living Daylights out of Michigan. You can tell her that she screamed she screamed in Michigan as well, so.
Yes, she did. I'll certainly let her know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was.
It's that just blew me away. Every time I hear it, I'm like prepared for it. It still just curdles my blood every time. It's
I wasn't really expecting that. And that's all her. And
I would say, Grant, are you hiding something from us? Some inner ability to scream like that? Because if you are, you should really more drops for people, because That's horrifically, horrendously creepy, almost.
That's actually me. That's my death metal scream. No bands would hire me for vocalist position, and I can't figure out why.
No, I can't either.
But yeah.
A couple octaves higher there, and you might have had it, Grant. But, so 20 minutes to go here. Just grasping things out of the air.
I might as well make a quick plug to some press I got recently, because I'm very thankful for it. But you actually Dan, I believe you heard about this project in Nintendo Power. Is that right?
That is true. That's where I read about it.
Yeah, they, anyone who's interested, there is an article in this month, Nintendo Power, the December issue. I was approached by the head of the community section. Really, really cool guy. Apparently, he'd done a big article a few months ago on bands who remix video game music. It's been going on for a little while. As far as the band thing goes, the Mini Boss has pretty much pioneered that. They're a big influence to me. So, but they listed some bands in that section, and afterwards he discovered my stuff. After the article went to print, he realized that I was the one that did all the music, so he approached for an interview. So that worked out very, very well. And ever since then, it's been a big boost. A lot of newcomers, a lot of kids coming on the board, message board, asking for, you know, math homework help.
Wow,
I'm not kidding either.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, Nintendo should not question their demographic.
Wow.
12-year-old kids and Dan at Blockbuster.
Yeah. Me, the Blockbuster.
You can give us a call again. We have our brilliant creator of music here on the line, so we can't take your calls now. But we have some very engaging shows, and
I'm engaged.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean,
speaking on that note, since we've now got 14 or 13 and a half or something minutes left. By the way, Grant, congratulations on getting married there.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't know this. When did this happen?
You didn't ask. Last weekend.
You never asked me about
I never Grant. Asked you. I never asked. That was my
And Grant and I have already talked on the phone for, what was it, 20 minutes, Grant? Something like that?
What, say it again?
We had, what, a 20-minute conversation on the phone last week?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Talking about Nick, yeah.
Yeah. Talking about Nick.
I can only imagine where that conversation
Nick is
went.
My wife's name. It's not you.
Yeah, talking about Grant's wedding, the show, Alaskan cruises, the show, honeymoons, the show.
Dan had questions about the flowers. I gave him my 2 cents. Send him some links.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff.
I'm telling you, man, this show rocks. It really rocks the town. And you know what's going to rock the town right now? Because we're going to play another cut right here on WXOU 88.3
FM. Well, Hold up.
Let him
set it up if he wants to. Let him set it up.
Okay, I'm going to ask him. Do you want to set this one up too?
Sure.
Let's go for it.
It's the ending.
It's the ending. It's the ending.
Symbolic.
Okay.
I guess.
Okay.
Symbolic. One word. There you go. Let's
go.
There
you go. Sure. So this. Pay attention to the end of this tune. This is the first song other than, well, by the way, Item Room, that song, like that industrial song back, you'll hear this sort of radio voice in the background. I've had questions as to what that is. It's actually me reading the story of Metroid out of the instruction manual. So
that's pretty sweet.
I've always wondered what that is.
Yeah. This is actually the first song with actual vocals in it. And I got mixed reviews. For this, because of this, but it's sort of how I wanted to end this album of material. It's a friend of mine, Kellen Watson, KellenWatson.com. She's awesome. She, what I did was I had a phrase translated into Japanese, and had her sort of sing that over the end of this music. Sort of wraps up what I would consider to be. I thought it would be something that a phrase that could sort of represent what Samus may be thinking after completing this her adventure or whatever.
And out of curiosity, what is that phrase?
I can't say it in Japanese, but
what's the English
phrase? Is I'm alive, but I'm still alone. So.
Aha! Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that. We're going to go to the ending theme here. You're listening to 88.3 FM WXOU Auburn Hills Radio. Hey everybody, you're listening to 88.3 FM WXOU Auburn Hills Radio. This is Liveline, wrapping up the show here. We've had the wonderful Mr. Grant Henry on the show today, who's brought us the lovely stuff from Metroid Metal, which is a project that he's been doing for some time now, www.metroidmetal.com. You can check out all of his stuff there. All of his songs are there for free for download. Donations and buying t-shirts are always welcome from his end to help pay for bandwidth. We've had a lovely little show talking about every little nuance of this, well, at least as many as we could keep on topic of. So it is with much sadness that we slowly wrap up this show in these last 5 minutes here with that lovely ending theme. Any more comments on that one, Grant?
Oh, you guys are just such a charming bunch.
Oh, we are. Oh, we try to be anyway.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll say about that last track is I actually got a good bit of flack from people who are, you know, a lot of people who are into video games and video game music are real into, like, an authentic representation of Japanese culture, you know. And the truth is Kellen Watson chick, she sings the blues, you know. She apparently threw this wildly American drawl on the phrase that people picked up on. Of course, I didn't pick up on it. But my defense to them is, you know, Samus is a cracker. You know?
That's true. That's very true.
So, hey, you know, we can't help it if she doesn't speak, you know, Japanese with the most fluency.
Yeah, come on, look at her. She's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white female. How Japanese can you not be?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Aryan race right there, if you think about it.
But you guys rock for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I must say, on this end, when we've been listening to the music, it has definitely been a riot and a half over here in the studio.
Yeah, you know, every time I listen to one of these cuts, man, I'm telling you, it just, I can feel the energy in the song. I can just feel it. It's cool. And that was really, what kind of accent was that? I was like, it's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know where that came from, but it came out. But I can feel the energy every time I hear one of these cuts. It's pretty interesting how we can communicate that, just the power of the music. It's really, really getting me. It's kind of cool. I think I will definitely, I'm going to create a folder on my computer today and going to drop all those MP3s in there. I'm going to be playing them a couple of times, at least 3 or 4 or 5 times through. Each one of them, so...
6, 7, 8, yeah, 10, yeah. 20, 85, never listen to anything else for the rest of your life.
I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I really am not into this type of music, but it seems to...
Not into the what?
I'm not really into this type of music at all.
Oh, yeah?
But it seems to have caught me today, so...
But you've changed him, Grant.
Yes.
You've converted him.
You have metamorphosized.
Yes, I don't understand, but... from the other part of the country here, so
it's the power of Metroid.
Yeah, exactly. Power of Metroid.
I'm okay. So horrible.
I can just see it now. I can see it now. Metroid Metropolitan Church of God. I can see it now. It's a new faith. A Metropolitan. You know, I can see it. I know we'll see you on here again. Any last final comments before we wrap up here?
If you download an album, which everyone does, and you like it, buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, you
and go visit my website, MetroidMetal.com. You listen to all my songs. I actually got some original stuff on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you're tired of listening to the video game homages.
You will see my download clock in there. I can guarantee you that. So I probably will buy the album.
I'll be sure to bill you for the bandwidth.
Yes, there we go. There we go. All right, Grant. Appreciate it, Dan.
It's been a pleasure talking
always,
to you, Grant.
It's always a pleasure always being on the show. So this has been another great edition of the Liveline Radio Network. We will see you back here next Monday. And as we close, you can go to our website and download this show. We'll see you back here next time. Later, everybody.
Relax.